This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Jimmy and the Crawler by Raymond E. Feist. Read by Matt Bates.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Trap. James cried out in pain. He barely managed to pull to the right as the assassin's blade sliced his left side. Any man a scant instant slower in recognizing the danger would now be lying dead on the floor, but James stepped past the outthrust arm of the killer, wrapping his own arm around the man's neck and drawing his dagger. Squire James of Crondor, once known as Jimmy the Hand, boy thief extraordinary, and now personal assistant to Prince Arutha of Crondor, had lived among murderers, thugs, and bullies his entire life, and he had faced skilled assassins more times than he cared to recount. The man who had tried to take him down was not as gifted as the members of the deadly Guild of Assassins, the Nighthawks, but he was no common street thug either. James knew this struggle would be over in moments, and he was determined not to be the one who ended up lying face down on the cobbles in a sea of his own blood. The assassin did as James expected, reversing his dagger and slashing backwards into the space James was at that very instant vacating. His left side was hot and sticky, and hurt as badly as any injury he chose to remember, but he knew the wound wasn't life-threatening, being no more than a slice across his ribs.